Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting right into something many of us, well, maybe find a bit tricky. We're talking about business small talk and, you know, building real connections. Think about it, that's a slightly awkward pause before a meeting starts. Or trying to navigate a networking event without just collecting cards. We've all been there, right? Well, today we're looking at how to handle those moments much better. Our insights are coming straight from lingexam.com. They have some fantastic content on business English vocabulary and expressions, and we're focusing on their unit about mastering small talk. And this isn't just like idle chit-chat. It's a real professional skill. It can genuinely open doors and help you build, you know, strong relationships.
Exactly. It's funny how small talk gets dismissed sometimes, isn't it? But it's basically the social glue in the business world. It's not about being fake. It's about laying the groundwork. It's actually quite fascinating. Studies show that even just a few minutes of genuine small talk before a negotiation can really boost success rates. We're talking about measurable stuff, trust, better outcomes. So yeah, it's vital. It smooths the path for pretty much everything. And in this deep dive, drawing on that great lingexam.com material, we're going to look at what it really is, why it's so important, and crucially, some practical ways you can get better at it.
Okay, so let's start right there. What is small talk in a business context, really? Most of us think short, light chats, right? Informal stuff to, you know, break the ice, make people feel comfortable. And yeah, that's part of it. But here's the interesting bit for business. It's more than casual. It's actually a professional skill, a deliberate way to connect with people, colleagues, clients, partners. And when you do it well, the results are pretty significant. You build trust, foster better teamwork, and honestly, you can stumble upon opportunities you totally miss otherwise.
Precisely. It's strategic, in a way, setting the right mood before diving into the main agenda. We talk about openers, you know, that first thing you say, or breaking the ice, just doing something to ease any tension and get things flowing. Imagine just walking in and bam, straight into a complex proposal. It feels a bit abrupt, doesn't it? Whereas a simple, good morning, how are you today? Followed by, say, I'm well, thanks, how about you? That little exchange signals respect, openness, and a quick tip here, often forgotten, smile, make eye contact. It sounds basic, but it makes the whole thing feel much more genuine. It tells the other person, hey, I'm actually present and interested in this chat.
Okay, so why? Why is this informal seeming skill so critical? What's the real payoff beyond just, you know, being polite? Well, when you break it down, the benefits are really clear. It builds rapport, that friendly connection that makes people listen more openly. It breaks the ice, obviously, makes those first meetings feel less stiff. It definitely opens doors. You might find out you share a hobby or there's a mutual business need. Stuff you'd never know if you just jumped into the agenda. Plus, it's huge for networking. It's often the very first step. And importantly, it shows emotional intelligence. Just think about it from your own perspective. How do you feel when someone actually chats with you for a minute before launching into their pitch? It shows they see you as a person, right? Not just a potential deal.
That's a really key point about emotional intelligence. It shows you've got empathy, confidence, social awareness. And when we say rapport, we mean that feeling of connection, that harmony, finding common ground, shared interests, maybe shared challenge. That's how you build it. Small talk is where you find that stuff. And like you said, networking. It's the difference between just swapping cards and actually building relationships. You know, networking is about making and keeping those professional contacts. Small talk makes it relational, not just transactional. And ultimately, it's those trust-based relationships that really fuel success in the long run, real partnerships.
Right. Okay, so let's get practical. The lingexam.com material gives us six key elements to focus on, kind of roadmap. Let's walk through each one, maybe with some useful phrases you can put into practice straight away. So first element. Starting the conversation, opening lines. These are your icebreakers, your go-to phrases. Low pressure, easy to respond to. Think about things like, how are you today? Simple, effective. Or, how was your journey here? It's great to see you. Maybe, how has your week been so far? Or if they're visiting, I hope you didn't have any trouble finding us. Even a polite, thank you for joining us today. All really good ways to just, you know, get the ball rolling, signals you're open to chatting.
Then element two, choosing culturally appropriate topics. This is so, so important, especially now with global business. Topics need to be friendly, neutral, things that won't cause awkwardness or offense. The source lists common ones. The weather, always safe, right? Recent non-controversial events, travel or the commute, maybe company happenings, general industry news. Sports can work, but only if you know they're interested. Food, coffee, lunch plans, usually safe bets too. And just as important are the topics to avoid. Politics, religion, definitely personal finances or salary, really deep personal questions, and negativity or gossip. keep it professional. So you might say something like, did you manage to catch the game last night? Or, you know, looks like we're finally getting some sun this week. Simple. The golden rule is really, if you're unsure, keep it general, keep it positive, keep it professional.
Absolutely. Okay, element three, asking polite questions. This is how you show you're interested, yeah? And it keeps the conversation alive. Polite questions are key in business. Shows respect, encourages them to share a bit. So things like, how was your weekend? Or did you do anything interesting recently? If you're at an event, what brings you here? Maybe. Have you been working on any interesting projects lately? Or are you enjoying the conference? And a big tip here, try to ask open questions, you know, ones that need more than just yes or no. They invite a proper response, get a real conversation going, shows you're actually curious.
Fourth is active listening and engaged responses. Okay, this is crucial. It's not just hearing, it's showing you care about what's being said. How? Well, making eye contact, nodding, using facial expressions that match the conversation, and using little phrases like, I see, or that sounds interesting, maybe, really, or oh, I didn't know that, or wow, that must be exciting. These show you're tracking with them. Another great technique is to quickly repeat or paraphrase something they said. Like, they say, I just moved from Berlin for this job. You could respond, oh, wow, relocated from Berlin, that's quite a change. It confirms you heard and understood. And a very practical tip for you listening. Put the phone away, close the laptop during these chats. Minimizing distractions shows huge respect. Simple, but powerful.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. Okay, number five, building rapport in business. We touched on rapport, that good connection. In business, rapport makes people trust you more, makes them want to work with you. So how do you build it? Well, the source suggests finding that common ground, shared experiences, interests, whatever. Show genuine curiosity about them. Be positive, encouraging. Using their name can help too, but you know, don't overdo it. If someone mentions, I started out in finance too, you can say, really? That's great. Good to meet someone with a similar background. Instant connection, right? The key, though, is don't force it. Let rapport grow naturally. Authenticity matters. Forced friendliness feels. Oh, well, forced.
And the final element, number six, transitioning from small talk to business. This is a skill in itself, making that shift smoothly. You want it to feel like a natural progression, not like flipping a switch from friendly chat to serious business. So useful phrases might be, well, perhaps we should get started. Or, shall we move on to today's agenda? Maybe, thanks for sharing that, now regarding our meeting today. Or even, glad we had a chance to catch up, so let's move on to the main topic. These signal the shift politely. It shows you value the chat, but now it's time for the agenda. It's about making it feel logical, not like you're cutting them off.
Great breakdown. Okay, let's go a bit deeper now. Maybe level up those skills with more specific language and some other considerations. Beyond those six elements, knowing key vocabulary really helps. Phrases like break the ice, we mentioned that. Get to know someone. Find common ground. Steer the conversation if you need to guide it. Chit chat for the informal talk itself. And of course, networking. Huh, you might hear something like this at a conference, maybe. So what brings you here today? Mainly the workshops, but also hoping to do some networking. Ah, great, me too. Always good to get to know others in the field, see how they fit.
Absolutely. And building on that, let's talk culturally appropriate small talk. This is huge in international business. What works in one place might not work elsewhere. So for example, in the US, how are you is pretty standard, and sports or weather are common topics. In the UK, weather is massive, and there's a focus on politeness, maybe understated humor. Then you look at Japan, where it's often respectful to let the host, the organizer, start the conversation. And swapping business cards is quite formalized. In Germany, small talk tends to be brief. They often prefer getting straight to business, seen as efficient. Middle East. Inquiring about family well-being can be polite, but you need to be careful not to get too personal unless you know them well. The point is, these aren't just quirks. They often reflect deeper cultural values, directness, personal space. So the best advice, observe. Listen first. See how others are doing it and kind of follow their lead. Show respect for their norms.
That's really practical advice. Observe first. What about people who feel, you know, a bit shy or reserved, quieter people? Making small talk can feel daunting. The source has some good strategies here, too. It's not about changing who you are, just having tools. Like you could prepare a couple of general topics beforehand, event details, maybe recent industry news. Focus on active listening. That takes the pressure off you talking. Ask follow-up questions based on what they say. Use open body language, smile, nod. Try to maintain eye contact. It signals openness, even if you're not saying much. And maybe have one or two go-to questions ready, like, what are you working on right now? Or how did you get into this line of work? Having those in your back pocket can really help you start confidently.
Yeah, great tips. And all this connects back to using small talk to build relationships and trust. Trust is everything in business, isn't it? Small talk helps build that trust because it shows you care about the person, not just the transaction. It creates little shared moments. It shows respect, attentiveness. Think of it like small deposits in a trust bank. Every polite chat, every time you really listen, you're adding to that positive balance. It shows you value the human connection. And remember, it doesn't have to be deep philosophical discussions. Simple, polite, genuine exchanges, they go a very long way in building that foundation for everything else.
Definitely. And for those aiming for that B2 level of English, the source highlights some more advanced phrasal verbs and expressions. These make your small talk sound really natural, more fluent. Think about using things like catch up with someone, meaning update each other. Let's catch up over coffee. Run into someone, meet unexpectedly. I ran into Sarah at the trade fair. Trade fair being, you know, one of those big industry events. Drop by, visit informally. Feel free to drop by my office, bring up a topic, start talking about something. You brought up the budget during lunch. And fill someone in, give them missed info. Can you fill me in on the meeting? Using these just adds a layer of, well, naturalness and friendliness. The tip is maybe try incorporating one or two when you feel comfortable. They'll start to feel natural over time. Okay, so let's sort of wrap this up. The core message here. Business small talk is way more than just filling silence. It's a really important professional skill. It builds strong relationships, makes good impressions, and genuinely opens doors. So that quick checklist again. Friendly greeting, check. Polite, open questions, check. Active listening, check. Avoided tricky topics, check. Smooth transition to business, check.
Exactly. And honestly, the more you practice using these strategies, these expressions, the vocabulary we talked about, the easier it gets. You'll feel much more natural and confident. Remember, this deep dive drew heavily from the great content over at lingexam.com, specifically their business English vocabulary and expressions material. We really encourage you to visit lingexam.com. There's a lot more valuable stuff there to help you master business English and communication.
And finally, just a little something to think about. If this seemingly small thing, small talk, can have such a big impact on trust and opportunity, what other small professional habits might be quietly shaping your success? Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.